Hi, Cleo.
Okay, we're ready. How did you decide whether or not you wanted to have...
Well, what is this? Is that a guy? Oh, that's a transgender dude. We got one dude there. He's the token male. Yeah. Well, we're not totally, completely biased towards men. Look, we threw in a token male, and he's even a black male. Yeah, this isn't all about convincing women not to have kids. Oh, no.
So it just started like a natural flower blooming in my mind that...
Yeah, let's not have kids. She's talking to her own mother who has kids because it's her mother. Great.
Okay, maybe children.
I grew up thinking I would become a mom because I didn't know that I could choose not to be.
Whoa. You didn't know you could choose not to be a mom. Really? Well, you're free, right? I love this implication that women are somehow slaves. We are slaves to the expectations of society. Well, I thought you're strong and independent. You're strong and independent. Why do you give a fuck what other people think to the point where you design and shape your life and the path that you're on in that life in regards to what other people think? What the fuck do you care what other people think if you're strong and independent, you dumb bitch?
Oh, that I could choose not to be.
I am so glad.
Oh, we don't want to hear what he has to say. They apparently don't want to hear what he has to say either. He's on there for like 5 seconds. So we got the black dude, the token male, yeah.
I knew I was always going to have kids.
I decided to start.
By the way, that's a broad. That's a chick that became a dude. I mean, I can't even grow a proper beard. Of course not.
Thinking seriously about getting pregnant myself.
Seriously about getting pregnant myself because I'm a broad pretending to be a man.
Actually, like, factoring in everything that's happening in the background, including climate change.
See, that's what I was talking about. The world's gonna end and we have more people in it. That's just gonna make it worse because more carbon emissions. Even though cows contribute more to CO2 gases than people, but hey. Whatever.
Well, we need to get rid of cows then, but people too, because they're growing the cows. We don't get rid of the people, we can't get rid of the cows.
So stupid.
This is what we wanted. This was our goal.
What the fuck? Two big fat lesbo broads with their baby. So we got all these people with kids talking about not having kids. Yeah.
And we're here.
Whatever the change you think your life is going to have in a significant way, multiply by like 99. Life.
Oh, yeah, it's so negative. Of course, the implication is it's bad, right? Yeah.
Blown up. Completely gone.
Blown up. Completely gone. Yeah. That sounds negative to me.
The vast majority of Americans have kids, but the number of births in the U.S. has been slowly creeping downward over the past few decades.
The number of births from white people, you mean?
I think I want to become a parent, and I'm lucky to be able to make that decision.
You don't know yet? What are you, 30? You look post-wall to me, honey. You still don't know? What the fuck?
To be honest, though, I still feel like there's so much that I don't know. So my question is, how do I decide if I really want to have kids?
So it says, do I want kids? As if this is some kind of neutral video. The entirety of the video is all about making it look like the worst possible thing you could ever do. Like, don't have kids. No way, no how. It's horrible. It's evil. It'll ruin your life. It's automatic oppression if you're a woman. It'll just destroy your ability to make money and be happy. Yeah, okay.
You know, it's really hard to separate out my desire to have kids versus the expectation to have kids. And if you don't believe that there's still an expectation of having children, just turn on a television.
The fuck do you care?
So, when are the kids coming?
You gotta have a baby!
You gotta have one now.
People like pregnant.
Do you want to be a mother or not?
You regret it, not having children.
There is this stigma. If you don't have kids, then you're clearly not as happy.
A lot of us have real questions about when and how and whether to become parents. So, I'm gonna get some data. And why not start with that big assumption that kids make you happier?
That's a big assumption. I suppose it would depend on the kind of mindset you go into it with. If you go into it with this negative mindset, seeing it as a burden, seeing it as oppression, seeing it as slavery, seeing it as something that'll hold you down, well, I guess it probably wouldn't contribute to your happiness. By the way, things don't make you happy. If you're not already happy, kids aren't going to help. So the problem here isn't with any outside force or influence. It's with you, ladies.
Since about the 1960s, we've had pretty clear evidence that being a parent doesn't make you happier than not having children.
Okay, and? So it doesn't make you any happier. No, I agree with that. And?
Out of the 20 countries that we studied, the United States had the largest gap where parents report that they're significantly less happy than non-parents.
Right, that's because we're having ever more single mothers out there. I think 75% of black kids are being raised by single mothers. That's something like 44% of white kids. So, no shit. I'm not surprised. You push single motherhood. You push single parenthood. You push feminism more than almost in any other country in the world. And you're ending up with unhappy women. I agree. Having children does not make you happy, nor does anything else. Things don't make you happy, okay? Got news for you.
How do you ask survey questions that get at this?
We're not asking people, are you happy you had kids? We're asking people, are you happy? And just asking them to rate their own level of happiness.
It's not just the United States. We see that.
So you're not asking them if they're happy they had kids. Of course they would say they're happy. You're asking them if they're just happy. Well, you know, lots of different things can contribute to unhappiness. Now they're trying to say that having the kids, they're implying that having the kids is the source of the unhappiness. So interesting. Couldn't be anything else. Like, you know, more feminism. No, it could be that. No.
Does the happiness gap differ depending on wealth, race, gender, or other demographics within the United States?
It really doesn't. We thought perhaps that the gap would be larger for single parents, and it is. We thought perhaps the gap would be larger for mothers than fathers, and it isn't. It grows when you take away the partnership and the stable employment. But once you control...
Wait. So wouldn't that mean that the problem is a lack of stable employment and a lack of a partner there to support you? Isn't that the problem then, and not the having kids, as they're trying to imply?
All of those factors, it's fairly stable across race.
How do parents react, though, when you tell them about this data?
Oh, they hate it. Some of them don't believe it. I have to show them the data from one survey after another.
Don't believe what? You just admitted the main problem is single parenthood and feminism.
After another. But if we asked parents, have your children made you happy? They would all say yes. I would say yes. Everybody I know would say yes. But what their children have brought into their lives in many ways is anxiety, stress, and financial trouble.
And that's where the unhappiness comes from. So life and lack of resources, because more people are single mothers. So the having the kids is not the source of unhappiness, as they are trying to imply.
That they would not have experienced.
And of course, the solution to that would be to, you know, get married before you have kids and, you know, have more realistic selection criteria to choose a good partner. But hey, that's not a message they want to send. They want to destroy the partnership between men and women. They don't want to strengthen it.
I gotta say, I look at this data and I think to myself, yikes.
What you're seeing is skewed based upon your ideology.
And then I think I probably still want kids. Like, it's such a weird...
Why?
Why? Why? Yeah, from this older broad who couldn't have kids if she wanted. Popping out a two-headed shark or some shit. She tried to have kids. Why? Why do you want to have kids? Says the uber feminist. What a cunt. Both these broads are cunts. Nobody wants to have kids with them.
I don't know.
Wow. Feminism at work there. You don't know. You're a woman and you don't know why you want to have kids. Because I'm just like a man, right? It's all social construction. Yeah.
If you think about it, our species has been around for 300,000 years. The ability to control female reproduction is about 60 years old.
What do you mean control? You mean for women to control their own reproduction? I love how the implication there is that someone else has been controlling women's reproduction. That's bullshit.
We are among the first generations of life on Earth, which is the only life that we know of in the universe, that can choose not to reproduce. To me, that's incredibly exciting.
That's incredibly exciting. The end of the human species is incredibly exciting. Indulging in your hedonistic pleasures and desires instead of reproducing, that's exciting. Oh, okay, yeah. We got a nihilist here.
But the act of making that decision final, I still wish I had more time.
That's another.
But you said you don't have kids. Why? Why do you want more time if you don't want kids? Because, you know, deep down, she really does. She's just saying she doesn't because, you know, she knows she can't. It's too late.
Another part of this that I feel really anxious about.
Our biology does not keep up with our social progress. And that makes me so angry. Can I tell you, like, the...
So she thinks it's social progress to kill babies and to embrace wanton hedonism and sleep with hundreds of guys and never reproduce. That's not progress, honey.
Just as you're starting to feel comfortable in your own skin, maybe you've started to build something, that's when you're slapped with this decision that, hey, you need to turn your life upside down right now or you can't have a family.
That's just biological reality. He has and can't pace with social progress. Could it be because the social progress that you're trying to push is totally and completely against nature and is unnatural and is unrealistic? No! Everything's a social construction except biology, which you can't beat, which is why you're pissed.
But these are the girls. These are my girls where if they saw me tear up.
Four girls? There's no boys? Yeah, we know she hates men.
They would go fix up a sandwich, and they'd be like, hey, do you want to eat something?
Oh, wow, that's great. So burka-wearing lady here is making her kids be her mommy and daddy. Assuming there might be a boy in there, too, but she doesn't mention them because of her man hate.
That damn cinema looks just like my hubby, who I hate, because I made a bad choice. And I thought he was a hot Chad, but, you know, things went bad for I don't know why. I don't know what reasons. Because you chose poorly based upon looks instead of, you know, virtues and positive attributes. And then it went south because, duh. My kids need to take care of me.
That's great. Yeah. Have kids so they can take care of you when they're like 10 years old. That's lovely. Yeah, but you're strong and empowered. You're strong and empowered.
And they'd be like, hey, do you want to eat something?
I was raised a girl. The world taught me that my needs mattered less than literally everyone around me.
That's a lie. That's a total fucking lie. You are a lying motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. As a girl, your needs mattered less. Fuck you, you lying piece of shit.
And so I think actually the best thing I can do for my family is to be happy. Sometimes that means when you get in the car and they're like, oh, can we listen to my music? You say, no, we're going to listen to my podcast. And they might whine, but it makes me way happier and way less resentful that I'm listening to Row Your Boat for the 80th time today.
No, God forbid I actually do something to make other people happy. Oh my God. How dare the world expect me to sacrifice for my kids and listen to Row Your Boat or sing Row Your Boat. God damn it. My needs matter more than the needs of my kids.
This is one person that shouldn't be a fucking parent.
Feel like are the biggest misconceptions that you hear about the relationship between fertility and age?
That you have all the time in the world. With time, fertility does go down.
One of the best ways to see this is just the chance a person has of getting pregnant each month. Doctors call that fecundability.
Your mid to late 20s is actually when you're most fertile.
Wouldn't it be smart to have kids then? And then when you like kids are grown and you're like 40, then you could go to school? Oh no. No. Which would actually make more sense because when they leave the nest and now you get all this free time, oh, well, now I can go to school and get an education. No, can't do that. No. Got to do everything in reverse of what actually would make sense.
Okay, so we're going to do a little visualization so that you can show us, for a person who can bear children, what percentage of their eggs are chromosomally normal on average as they get older? So, blue is going to be genetically normal eggs, mm-hmm. and yellow is going to be genetically abnormal.
Okay.
Okay, so this is 28. This is my age.
Oh, so she's 28. I think that's wrong. I think there should be a lot more yellow in there.
you have a really high chance of making a pregnancy or embryos with a normal number of chromosomes. But as you see, it's never going to be zero.
Nah, but it'll be a hell of a lot less if you have them, like, when you, you know, 23 than 28 or 30.
So as you age to 33, there's a higher chance, maybe about 30 to 31% at this point. But around age...
way more than that. You a lying cunt.
37 to 38, the chances of having a pregnancy with chromosomal abnormalities is almost 50%. That's a number that's very shocking to people.
It's actually higher than that. She's lying. She's downplaying it.
But, you know, as we advance in age over 42, the chance gets quite high. It's now over 80%. And so this contributes to why women in that age group may have a harder time getting pregnant and may unfortunately experience miscarriage much higher than they were when they were younger.
Notice that this broad is not telling you how few eggs you actually have. She's just talking about the quality. She isn't talking about the quantity specifically. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that the odds of getting pregnant at that age are almost nil because you have no eggs. Yeah. Can't do that. Can't be totally completely honest, oh no!
And so one of the biggest things I personally would wish for is infertility evaluation and treatment to be covered by health insurance universally.
We found out about a fertility benefit.
See, I told you, they want to subsidize women's bad choices. You want to wait until you're 50 to have a baby? Well, we'll make men pay. We'll make the majority of taxpayers pay, which is men. And the majority of people who use tax dollars for, you know, shit like this is women. Oh, yeah, we gotta subsidize their bad choices. And, of course, this will contribute to lower IQ human beings, substandard human beings, low IQ morons. That's just great. Better sheep. Better tax chattel, essentially. Lovely. Lovely.
If we met those requirements to be able to enroll and we got started with our IVF process, then here we are with this little one today.
Oh, boy. I bet that kid's gonna cure cancer, huh? That's not going to be a useless eater. Oh, no. That's a future astronaut there!
I'm incredibly privileged in that it cost me literally $0 to get pregnant because of the particular biological realities of my relationship. We had sperm, egg, uterus between the two of us. But most transgender people need some help with some part of that.
Right, that's because the majority of transgender are men, 10 to 1, in fact, because the truth of the matter is, there is no advantage to being a man. That's why it's 10 to 1, because all the men see all of the juicy, yummy, wonderful goodies that they'll get if they're a woman, and how badly they're treated as a man, so they choose to become women. Of course.
I knew I was going to have kids. That was never an issue. The bigger thing was, what would you do strategically in order to make sure you could maximize your career, which was important for me.
Why? Can't you maximize your career when you're older? No, there'd be too much of a gap in between when I graduated from university and when I got my job. What if I had to wait until I was 45 to get my career started? Well, you can still have a career at that age, though. You know? Meanwhile, you're not going to have any fucking kids at 45. Not any quality kids, anyway. Shit. Oh, here we go with that. Oh, yeah. Oh, because the career, that's the penultimate achievement, is to have a career. Even though most of these broads don't have careers. They just have jobs.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
What are we doing here?
So, there's a lot of data that shows that the financial impact of having a child isn't borne equally by men and women.
Here we go. It's actually borne more by men. Because women use so much welfare, so many social welfare fucking programs paid for majority by men that when you get right down to it, men are actually paying regardless. But anyway, let's hear the wage gap bullshit, which is I'm sure what they're going to be getting at.
A 2017 report from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the impact of having a child on men and women's earnings among married heterosexual couples. Ready for stuff?
I'm scared.
The key chart looks something like this. The male and female spouse both start out at zero the year the baby is born. It's a way to control for differences between men and women's earnings so that we see the effects of having kids more easily.
Well, but it's going to affect the women more because they're carrying the baby and they're having the baby and they can't go to work and breastfeed. You know. I don't think people understand just how much a mother's breast milk actually contributes to a child developing their maximal IQ. But anyway.
In the first year after having a child, the mother's earnings take a big hit.
Well, of course, because she's the obvious choice to stay home with the kid. Yeah. Why is that surprising?
It's not fair! We want equality!
The fathers, not so much.
Yeah, because generally speaking, men still make more money. They tend to work more hours, they tend to work more dangerous jobs. How many women do you see crawling around in fucking sewers? Not too fucking many. How many do you see up on those fucking things, those metal fucking skid-looking things with the low balcony surrounding and washing fucking windows on high-rises? Not too many.
The female spouse's earnings don't actually recover until the child is around 9 years old.
Yeah, no shit, she's gonna be out of the workforce for quite a while. Unless she wants to pay for fucking childcare, and still gotta wait until age like 2 or 3 or 4 before she can put the kid in the fucking preschool. And that costs quite a bit of money. And a lot of women opt out on that because, you know, once you factor in the cost of fucking preschool, oftentimes they end up losing money. I'm gonna go to work to pay for preschool. Yeah, how much does that cost? Cost more than if I just stayed home myself and took care of the kid. Yeah, so you're out of the workforce 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe that entire 9 years, and you're surprised that you're not going to make as much money when you get back into the workforce.
Though her earnings do increase as the child gets older, the gap between the two genders is still there by the time that kid is officially an adult.
Of course it is, because he spent 9 years longer in the workforce than she did. Why is this so surprising? And I love how it's being talked about like there's something nefarious or unfair or negative going on here. It's called reality.
One huge factor here is unequal childcare responsibilities.
Oh, here we go with the unequal childcare responsibilities. Hey, I didn't make the rules, okay? Mother Nature decided that you broads are the ones that produce the breast milk, that you're not as strong as us, that you're not as productive as us, that you tend to want to avoid jobs that are stressful and that are dangerous. Those are personal choices that you ladies are making. By the way, there's nothing stopping you from going to a construction site and applying to be a ditch digger or a bricklayer, but you ain't doing it, are you? How's that our fault?
According to the American Time Use Survey, on an average day, women spent more than double the amount of time providing physical care to children than men.
Oh, here we go with the unpaid labor crap. Yeah, until you factor in the rent that he's paying, the electric bill that he's paying, the car note that he's paying for, the car insurance that he's paying for, the internet that he's paying for, all the food that he's paying for, the water that he's paying for, everything he's fucking paying for, including those vacations. How are you not getting paid? In the majority of what people make go toward the things that they need to survive, that's not pay? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean, so much of this makes sense thinking about my mom's career.
Yeah, I don't think you're thinking, you pussified simp soy boy, you pathetic loser weakling with your unkept, curly, fucking girl boy hair. Get the fuck out of here. Go join a boy band, yeah, you pussy.
You know, she took off work until I was 6 or 7. It was great.
Yeah, because the father was probably making more money. Get you unfair too. Yeah, it's unfair that the woman was choosing to make more less money. Okay, get the fuck out of here, pussy boy. Look at him, he's even wearing a mask. What an idiot.
I really wanted to know if there was like a good or a bad time to have kids. I really wanted.
Yeah, there is a good time when you're young enough that your kid's not gonna pop out with scales. How about that? How about trying that, you dummy?
Being at home and change jobs to do that.
That's true.
Why was it you who made that choice and not Dad?
Well, it wasn't completely voluntary.
Whoa. So she's talking to her mother. Why is it you that chose to stay home while he went to work? Well, it wasn't completely voluntary. Yeah, there is the biological aspect to it. So, you know, there's some truth to that.
You know, when I went back to work after Zoe, I basically was told, okay, you're on the mommy track now. I was young and very ambitious, and I just thought I could do everything, no matter what the environment. And that turned out not to be true.
Even they're admitting it. You can't have everything. So pick one. Kids or career, you can't do both effectively. You could have kids and have a job, maybe part-time or something if you need to bring the money in, but if you're gonna have a career, why have the fucking kids? This is just...
I'm really afraid of that.
Yeah, well...
Oh, and the feminists want you to be, too. The social constructivists want you to be, too.
There were no women who were associates, who had babies, who had gone on to make partner. I should have learned.
They don't now either, you dumb broad. Even if they don't have fucking babies, they don't want to be partners in law firms. It's too much work. Too many hours. You dopey bitch, you. Oh, so the mommy's a lawyer.
From that.
I don't think that's fair to put on yourself. It really frustrates me that we position this as an individual choice. Like, the other option is...
Well, isn't it, though? Isn't it? You're choosing your partners. You're choosing the wrong men. If you chose the right men, you wouldn't have these problems. If you chose to have kids at the right time, you wouldn't have these fucking problems. If you thought out your planning stages a little bit more of your life, okay, I'll have kids earlier on and I'll have the career later on. You could have both, but you see, you're doing everything backwards. You're wasting your prime, fertile, high sexual marketplace years to ride the fucking cock carousel, and then you're bitching and moaning when you get older about not being able to find a good man. Good meaning wealthy, who will allow me to stay home and take care of that baby. And now here you are bitching and moaning and complaining that you might actually have to stay home and take care of a fucking baby. I don't want to give up that salary and the stability and the independence that gives me just in case I can't rely on him. Well, you gotta make a choice, bitch. No, I don't. Yeah, you do.
Your law firm could have supported you more.
Oh, yeah. Well, support her more how? Give her free money for 10 years? We're gonna pay for her maternity leave for a decade. Yeah, that's a real smart business move, you dumb bitch.
Yes, and they were not prepared to do that.
I love the entitlement. Your law firm should have paid for you to be an unproductive log breastfeeding a baby for a year and a half. Oh, yeah. Great. That's lovely. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. But isn't life already easy enough for chicks? Are you kidding me? We want to make it easier now?
Could we do to make it easier to be a parent in the United States?
Don't we already make it easy enough? We give women all this money. We give them custody. We give them child support. We give them welfare. Very few men are getting help from the government. But meanwhile, women get shit tons of help. Do we really want to make it easier to have kids out of wedlock, which is what they're really talking about?
And one thing that we could do is make childcare more affordable. There's a new report that just came out that should...
Oh, let me guess. We want to subsidize pre-K. We want to subsidize... pre-K, we want to pay for nannies and babysitters and shit. How? Oh, just print more money.
Great. So the United States is here among a small group of countries where women spend more than a third of their full-time earnings on childcare.
That is very scary.
So this...
Well, you have shitty jobs oftentimes, ladies. You single moms working at KFC, so not surprising. And you're more likely to work part-time. You make less money because you make worse choices, and then you're surprised that it takes... or of your income to pay for your kids. You're not kidding. Where's the hubby in this situation, by the way? See, they're only talking about women. They're not talking about men. They're talking about single mothers.
This is Australia.
Whoa.
Let's get rid of all of that.
Should I do Canada?
Yeah, 34th.
How dare you expect me to pay for my own children? Give me more social welfare, baby. Yeah.
So there it is.
I'm trying to get a sense of why there's so much disparity across the board on this side from Germany to Italy. Like, what is it that countries on this end are not doing?
Denmark, for example, mandates that parents can't be charged more than 25% of the operating cost of childcare. And
well, there you go. Socialism. Oh, central control, yeah, fixed prices, yeah, price fixing, sure, okay, great, yeah, we want that in America.
I've gone through this whole journey learning about parental happiness data and fertility data and earnings data.
Yeah, they for the parental happiness, though, they, I don't think they looked at hetero sexual couples. They only looked at you had the lesbo couples and the single mothers, and you had the Muslim broad and you had the tranny broad. I didn't see any heterosexual couples there. course not. They probably found that those people were actually by and large happier. We can't have that. We can't be portraying the heteros as happier people overall. They're the ones we want to destroy. Yeah.
And having it help me as I'm making this decision. The truth is, I'm not going to be making this decision based on statistics.
Now what the fuck are you looking at him for, you dumb bitch? Of course you're going to make it based on statistics. Of course you're going to make it on the information that you've gotten here, because you're going to make it off of your ideological nonsense and all these statistics that you have interpreted and given us, have been interpreted through the lens of your ideology, which is feminism. They're all skewed, they're all wrong, they're all lies. So yes, you will be making it on statistics, you dumb bitch, you.
I think there are lots of ways to have kids in your life in meaningful ways that aren't being a parent, and that those ways are just as valuable, just as valid, if not more so.
Oh, yeah, don't become a parent. You can have just as much meaning in your life as if you had kids. Maybe, maybe not. You can have meaning in your life. Of course, there are other ways. But, you know, for a long part of human history, having kids was the main one. And I think there's a reason for that. But anyway.
I always just tell people, if you don't really want to do it, don't. Do something else.
I feel this very deep calling.
Yeah, but what if the reasons that you don't do it are wrong? And based upon this ideological claptrap and this warped, skewed lens that you're viewing reality through. Oh, here's the token male. Yeah, we don't need to hear what he has to say.
Since I don't have children, I'm able to be there for my family in ways that I probably wouldn't be able to.
What family? You have no kids! Oh, my aging mommy and my nieces and nephews. Oh, yeah.
If I had children, and I take a lot of pride in that. There's so many things that can give you birth. It's not just being a parent.
That's true, but we do need kids to continue the human race, you know, unless that's something you don't want to do, or unless your agenda is depopulation, because it's easier to control less people than more. If that's your goal, well, then this is the perfect message to be sending, this atrocious video.
What's important to you? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want your life to look like?
Again. You better have the right perspective, the right view, the right mindset of the world that is based in objective reality. Otherwise, you might end up regretting your decisions.
Yeah, wave bye-bye to Zoe.
And then go do it.
So there you go, from Vox Media, along with other wonderful titles such as How Racist Am I, which implies that you are automatically racist. And even the shadow there looks like a white chick. Then there's some big kinky fro, so that's a skinny white broad. Because, of course, only white people can be racist. So there you go. There you go from Vox, trying to convince you not to have babies, because it will hold you back. It will hold you down. Ooh, yeah. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Is this a good video? Is it a bad video? Is it nothing more than propaganda? Or should the majority of human beings not have kids, which seems to be their goal? Let me know in the comments. Please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher.